You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has gone 28 consecutive days without any new COVID-19 cases, which means it's met the widely accepted criteria for eradicating COVID-19. The federal president of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Khurshid, says it's quite an achievement given Victoria's devastating second wave, which led to thousands being infected and hundreds of mainly elderly people dying.
It is an extraordinary effort that has occurred, and I think many, many experts said that it was impossible to eradicate COVID from a community that had so many cases like Victoria. And yet again, Australia has proven all those experts wrong, and we have yet another state that has achieved elimination.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, has tweeted the achievement is worthy of celebration, but he's conceded mistakes were made and many people suffered enormously. More than 800 Victorians died, with many of those deaths taking place after the catastrophic failures of hotel quarantine triggered the second wave of infections. The key, still unanswered question is who authorised private security to guard the quarantine hotels. Infection control breaches saw guards get infected, which led to the virus spreading through the community. At a parliamentary inquiry, Victorian Liberal MP Richard Reardon pressed Premier Daniel Andrews on that question.
Many Victorians would be so disappointed to think that a group of the most senior, eight of the most senior people in the state, sitting around a table, presumably on a daily basis, could not determine who made that decision.
Oh, and I think people would be even more disappointed, Mr. Reardon, if we didn't have a full and frank accounting for those matters and an inquiry to get to the bottom of it and to present us with any learnings and findings and recommendations to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Victoria's Board of Inquiry has held its final hearing, and retired Judge Jennifer Coate is due to deliver her final report on or before the 21st of December.
The board has sat for 25 days of hearing and received oral evidence from 63 individual witnesses. The board issued 171 notices to produce and now, as at today's date, received over 60,000 documents amounting to nearly 300,000 pages of material.
In South Australia, the Parafield cluster now stands at 31, and there have been no new cases detected in the past 24 hours. About 5,000 people are isolating in the state. Premier Stephen Marshall says border restrictions will be lifted next week.
The border restrictions which have existed with Victoria will be completely lifted as of midnight on Monday night next week. So from the 1st of December, we will completely normalise our border arrangements with Victoria. And I know that this will be a huge relief for many people who have been adversely affected by these border restrictions.
And Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says a decision on border arrangements with Victoria will be made early next week.
We are very, very cautious and very careful about these matters. For the last 8 months, I've been pushed to do things that would have been mistakes. And we're very keen to avoid mistakes. We have a great thing going in Western Australia. We don't want to make a mistake in which we get it wrong. And so we will continue to be cautious. We'll consider the matter over coming days. We'll make an announcement on what we're going to do in the first half of next week.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.